The Tights and Fights podcast, for over 6 years, a revolutionary force in sports and entertainment.
Yeah! Here comes the house. Here comes the Danielle. Here comes the Lindsay. They are the panel. They've got a podcast.
Welcome one and all to the Max Fun Drive. It is in full swing, and that means you are positively drowning in great podcasts these days. But whoever said there wasn't room for more? When you go to MaximumFun.org/join, you get access to hundreds of hours of bonus content. But we're going to give you a little taste of some of the great episodes that we have available right now. Lindsay, do you have a favorite Boco episode of the ones that we've put out?
How dare you ask me for my favorite child?
You tell me.
I obviously deeply, passionately in love with Summer Slamilton, because yes, we're all musical theater nerds here. And I feel really comfortable talking about everyone listening and everyone speaking. That was a magical, magical time. I will never not be waiting for the call for us to make our big budget network TV debut with Tappan Titles. Sure. That just feels inevitable, but it's felt inevitable for some time now. Maybe after Becky Lynch's book comes out with the photo of her wearing the two belts as a bikini and Seth wearing his belt as boxers. I'm being really polite by saying bikini and boxers. They're covering their parts with belts, if you haven't seen the photo. Clearly, titles have been tapped, and I really just think it's time for that show to make it. So you should go listen to our pilot, which is available as Boco right this very second.
Let's take a quick listen at some of the highlights of the bonus content that you will receive at just the $5 level at MaximumFun.org/join. Take a listen.
Yes, thank you all for being supportive. And if you are listening to this for the first time, wow, dipping in for the first time on a wrestling podcast. You don't listen to wrestling. Yeah. What's going to happen? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's a bold move.
Yeah.
I hope you like wrestling or Hamilton, preferably both.
That's right.
Otherwise, this is going to be a terrible hour of your life, but strap in, strap in.
And as we all know, once you hit play, you cannot leave.
It's like those musical theater kids who just kind of discovered wrestling. It's like, oh, this is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
That's right. And we're going to prove it, because as a thank you, we're diving into the musical that swept Broadway in 2015 and then again landed in our hearts when it landed on Disney Plus this past July, and that is Hamilton. So we're going to talk about Hamilton, and then we're going to recast it with wrestlers. This is just everybody knows what we're doing. That is what's going to happen here. So let's start with the musical Hamilton. I enjoy it. I got to know it through the soundtrack when it was leaked, or not released, but when it was leaked on NPR. Like, they got the exclusive leak. No, they put it out ahead of time. I think that was the way a lot of people became familiar with it, because not all of us live in New York, can't go see theater all the time. It's a hell of a soundtrack, and I didn't get to see it at all. I tried to go in New York a couple times. I even tried to go backstage and record a podcast with Lin-Manuel Miranda, but surprise, he was busy.
Was he but doing Hamilton?
He was doing Hamilton at the time. It was like, we'll come to you. We'll be gone in 45 minutes. But he was too busy. He's busy. I understand.
He's a busy man. He is a very busy man. I mean,
that's right.
In fairness.
He was nice enough. He wasn't so busy that he couldn't reach out and politely decline, which I appreciated.
That is big of him, because a lot of people don't do that.
His schedule's lightened up by now, Hal. You should give that another go.
I should. Look, I'll go meet you at the theater still. I know you're not doing the show anymore. You're probably in London, but...
And theaters are still closed, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as they are.
But wherever you are, Hal will be there for a tight 45. It will be fine.
It was a real experience to get to see the original cast together, even if I was watching it from a television. Have either of you seen... Did you see the original cast live, Lindsay? I feel like you did.
I didn't. I haven't seen it in New York. I saw it in L.A. I saw the touring production when it came through L.A. And I never went in New York because it was always so expensive. When I lived in New York, it was on for the last... No, because it opened before I moved, but like just before I moved, I think. And it was just always crazy expensive. You couldn't get the tickets anyway. And if you could, they were $1 trillion. So I waited for when it came through LA to the Pantages. And Two Notes One, I went in completely cold. I really didn't know anything or any of the songs because I'd done it to myself on purpose. I didn't want to. And admittedly, before I bought the tickets, I was just a bit spiteful about it. Because I'm like, well, it's too expensive for me to go anywhere. I'm not listening to the soundtrack, dicks. which was rude. And then also, like, I had zero clue of that part of American history. Because obviously I didn't learn it. Because we had a bunch of our history to learn. They don't have time for all of it.
That is a deep spoiler block, Lindsay. Like, I blocked out entire history books.
Yeah, I grew up in another country. It was how badly I wanted to come into this clean. That's how... Do you care about Hamilton that much? No, you don't.
Lindsay, to be fair, most of us didn't know it either, yeah.
Right? Like, I like Daniel Kaluuya, had my parents do it in another country so that I could be born and not know the history. I recommend it if you don't know it already. Like, I think going in clean is great, unless you listen to this, in which case, hi. And also... The second point of this, do not, whatever you do, do not have two cocktails before the show, because you will really struggle with that first half. You will really, really, really struggle, and it will make you overly emotional, and it's already going to make you overly emotional. So they are my Hamilton learnings. Don't get drunk and don't know too much about it. Just have a good time.
Julian, did you just do snuff on camera?
Oh, yeah, man. I got to get ready for this
one.
What
was that?
It's allergy season.
It's literally just allergy medication.
Yeah. You got to have Dilaudid so you can get rid of that sneeze.
I mean, every one of those Broadway people just probably had to go, oh, God, okay, I'm ready.
that's where the energy comes from.
Julian's sniffing laudanum on the screen. Cocaine.
Danielle, have you seen Hamilton live? What's your Hamilton experience?
I don't know if you remember back when that was in theaters and we had met around that time. Remember how I was incredibly fucking poor? I don't know.
Yes, I do remember. I do remember.
I was very poor when we started this podcast, y'all. Very
true.
Broke. I guess the difference between poor and broke. I was very, very broke. So I watched it the first time. Look, you can find anything on the internet. And someone definitely went in with a little camera and recorded Hamilton on their little phone and was not caught. It looks like someone recorded it on a phone, and it sounds like someone recorded it on the phone. I'm not saying I downloaded it. I'm not saying that I saw it. I'm just saying that it exists, and it's not a good way to see a play for the first time. As someone who was a theater major, loves the theater, did musical theater a lot, not a great way illegally to see it. So when it came on Disney Plus, I was like, yay, now the stage moves and it makes sense. I can't get it now. but yeah, I mean, it was everywhere, and it was so everywhere that I didn't download the soundtrack because, like, listen to it on YouTube or whomever I was dating at the time. Lord knows it's me. Whoever I was dating at the time would be listening to it. Or I had friends who were wrestle buds who they would, like, while we were getting ready for pay-per-views, they would be like singing along to all the songs while making our baked ziti or whatever. So that's kind of my history. So I don't have everything memorized. So this is going to be interesting because a lot of it's going to be like Lindsay and Hal doing it. And then me at the end going like, oh, here's the word I know.
Oh, don't worry. I have a special surprise for you. I might as well reveal it now. I am famously terrible at remembering the lyrics to anything, including things I've listened to a billion times.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. All right. Now that we've, well, Julian, do you want to talk about it too? Our producer. Oh.
Julian's desperate to talk about
God.
It. Julian,
talk about it
do you
so
guys
badly.
Remember back when Julian had not seen Hamilton? Because I feel like my friendship with Julian exists in a before Hamilton and an after Hamilton
back
period.
When I had a personality.
And now you just love Hamilton, and that's fine. But like, it feels like a very defining moment in your personality development.
You know, I honestly will put the blame squarely on the fact that 2020 happened. And, and I feel like I was desperate to like put a lot of like energy into something from pop culture, and Hamilton just happened to be the thing where I think because it came out in July, so it was like I was just like you, Lindsay. I hadn't heard any of the songs. The only thing I knew about it was Lin-Manuel Miranda, the overall concept, and I am not throwing away my shot. I just knew that line was somewhere in there. But other than that, it was just like when I saw it coming out in July, I was like, oh, okay, finally I can see it. Partway through, I would just have to like catch my breath because I was just like excited the entire time. I just like And I hate to be such a freaking simp for it, because when I like actually do like when I actually like break it down in my head, I'm like, is this being critical enough of like how this country is built on a bunch of bullshit that we don't ever really talk about enough?
But at the same time,
I'm like, fuck, it's so good, and I just want to hear these songs over and over again.
It's so rippity rap raptastic. How about you? How about that?
Welcome, babies, baby boys and baby girls, to
Tapping Them Titles.
Tapping Titles. The show that speculates wildly about wrestlers' relationships.
We're tapping them titles.
Fashion choices. And cats.
Tapping Them Titles.
Along with other pets.
Yeah. Woof.
But we're not tapping pets.
Don't tap.
Talking about their Instagrams.
Don't tap those pets.
Talking about their Instagrams.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Danielle Radford, and I am joined, as always, by Lindsay Kel Kylix.
Hi, Danielle.
And we are also joined today by Mr. Hal Burt Lublin. Hi, Hal.
Hello.
All right, y'all. So we're going to start out with the most important part
of
the show.
Do I have to do this the whole time?
I know. No, okay. No, okay.
Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome to Tapping Titles.
In honor of all of you Max Fun members who we're so grateful for, we are happy to welcome another member of the Max Fun Network, the host of the JV Club, Slam It, Janet Varney. Thank you for joining us, Janet.
Hello, everyone. Slam It, huh?
Why do I feel like I introduced you we haven't known each other for years and years and aren't very close friends? I was like, it's Janet Varney. Now, Janet, you have a new special
Don't
coming out?
Don't look at me with those television dead eyes, Hal. It's me.
Oh, my name's Hal. Me and Janet are friends because we're both VO buddies. Yeah, I get it, Halbert.
Yeah, we're part of the mic club. That's how we know. The microphone alley.
I know and love each and every one of you.
See?
Mofos.
She doesn't pick between her babies, Hal.
Yeah. Look, I was just commenting on myself and how I sounded. I sounded really detached. It occurs to me every time we do this show, and it's been however many years, I just sound like I'm like a radio DJ. But like in a bad way. That's how I feel. That's what I hear when I talk.
You're an eminent professional, Hal. Yeah,
I don't
like
it.
You can't turn it off. That's the problem. You're so good and so professional, you cannot turn it off.
I'm firing myself. That's the exclusive here. I'm fired.
That is the exclusive. That's extremely exclusive.
Janet, did you ever watch wrestling growing up at all? Like what's your experience with it?
I want to, you know, this is, speaking of not going to parties, this is like the feeling where I'm at the party where it's so tempting to like try to make something up, to build up some measure of cred. It's not going to happen. As a young person, I definitely had no sense of wrestling other than, I guess I thought, I mean, I don't know, like, maybe there's some rules to the podcast that I don't know. Like,
nope.
Like I'm not, like, maybe, do we acknowledge this not, like, real violence? So,
yes.
You do. You definitely do. I know this. So, I didn't know that. You know, I just thought it was, like, a bunch of, like, steroided out dudes who were hurting each other. And so, just nothing about that appealed to me. And I had a peripheral sense of people coming out of, I mean, this is very much pre-Dwayne Johnson and all that. But, you know, I had a peripheral sense of, like, you know, like, oh, Mr. T actually seems like he's got a lot going on. Like, he's got a fun personality. He's an actor. How rare for a wrestler is what I thought. You know what I mean? So every once in a while, I thought there was an outlier who would, like, break out of the reality of violent wrestling and be charming and funny and likable. And then for me, I kind of do want to say that it wasn't until Dwayne Johnson, it wasn't until The Rock that I was like, oh, they're all like that. Oh, this, I should go to the source on this one. So maybe the source is actually producing these types of very charismatic and charming and funny, intelligent people. So that's kind of how long it took me. And then when I moved to LA, I did go to some like Lucha Vavoom shows, and there's always like a fun wrestling component there. So that's like my live experience is doing that. And then I for sure have seen a lot of movies with former wrestlers in them, and I for sure have seen Andy Kaufman's footage of wrestling, and I for sure have seen Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman in the movie Man on the Moon wrestling. That is it. And Andre the Giant was very beloved to all of us. Obviously for the Princess Bride and all that good stuff. I went to Cesaro's Wikipedia page. It's like the longest Wikipedia page I've ever seen.
We don't just go to do, Janet. We don't go out.
There's all these hot live links I could have clicked. I could have been there forever. It is the longest bio I have ever seen.
Because, it's like you got to think about it. It's like it's not just telling the details of his life. They also need to go into the storylines that he's been a part of, whether that was real or not, whether that was part of a thing that he was trying to do. Their lives intersect with these characters they play more than like a guy playing. Like, they would never put like, here's the plot of Iron Man 2 for Robert Downey Jr.'s Wikipedia page.
Janet, you went to Cesaro school before we recorded. Let's jump into his music.
Great.
Let's start with the very first theme song he has. You're gonna find, Janet, that there's a lot of generic wrestling music out there. Here's his first theme. Judge for yourself how generic it is.
Great.
Wait, hold on. Will you start it over again? Everything was going well for Jimmy. It was his first day of college and he was finally alone. Then he met the girl who would turn his life upside down. It's Freshman Follies, coming this summer from Universal Pictures.
And then that's where our record scratch goes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then a grandma raps and or breakdances.
I've never seen one that big. Freshman Follies.
Yeah, that was real youngstery. You nailed it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to put my finger on what was happening, but it was definitely very bouncy in like a not threatening way.
You expect to see him with someone's head under his arm, giving him a head rub. You know, it's like, oh, pansies for everyone.
Yeah.
We are going to be discussing Totes Deves, Total Divas.
Why did you do this to us?
Yeah, Mike.
Oh.
How did you feel when you saw this even on the list of stretch goals?
It hurts. It all hurts. It just hurts. It's painful for me. I don't like reality television at all.
Nothing. Not even Survivor?
Nothing.
One of the greatest shows on television?
I cannot stand television that is not overtly written.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't like watching people flop around and live life in weird and exhibitionist ways. And I don't like watching people who I do like do stuff. Do all the stuff except for the thing that I like. I don't like that.
That's a true story. I once recommended the British baking show to Mike, and he was like, "How are we friends?"
Yeah,
that's the show everybody liked. What other reality shows do you watch?
Oh man, I watch anything that is trash. Although Totes Deves, I will watch a new episode of Totes Deves every time it comes out. Everything else, I only watch the reunions because like. You get to know everything else. Like, I just finished up the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion.
What season are they in? Like, 5?
Like, 9.
Good.
Or something like that.
Jeez.
It's just, like, Candy at this point. Oh, and, like, and like Phaedra and Kendra and stuff. Yeah, so, like, I'll watch those. But that's also, like, Totes Deves I watch because I know these people and I like them. Those other shows I'll watch if I have, like, nothing else on. I'll be like, oh, there was a reunion. I'll watch the reunion. But I'm not going to sit there and watch fucking Love and Hip Hop. I'm not going to do it. I just can't.
So right now, Total Divas is in its 5th season.
5th or 6th. Yeah.
So this started in 2013. And we're watching an early... So you've selected an episode for us to watch from the first
curated,
2 years.
Curated is what they call it.
So give us the episode and then let's you and I talk for a second about where WWE was at the time that they filmed this, not the time it was released, because they were all released later. It's like 6 months behind, I think, maybe even more, in WWE storyline.
Yeah, so this is the episode that I have curated for your listening pleasure. Mm-hmm. Is season 2, episode 2, The Brand New Bus.
Fuck.
The Miz is back. And he's ready for battle.
Lock it down. No one in, no one out.
WWE superstar.
We got company.
Mike the Miz Mazanin.
Just hope it doesn't turn into a combat mission.
Teaming up with WWE legend Shawn Michaels.
Keep moving, we die.
To go head to head with WWE superstar Becky Lynch.
Grab a gun. Let's finish this.
The Marine 6, Close Quarters, on Blu-ray and digital November 13th.
For this special episode, we're going to record a commentary track that you can listen to as you watch the movie. Now, I've never seen this movie in my life. I don't know if I've seen a bit of it, but maybe a little bit on Twitter. I assume, Danielle, you've seen it 10 to 30 times.
Oh, you know I've seen it.
Times.
At least twice.
How about you, Lindsay?
I've seen it, but I can't tell you anything that happened in it because one time I watched it super jet lag and then I tried to rewatch it on the plane and fell asleep. But I have seen it. So I'm really excited for this because I feel like it's going to be some sort of regression therapy where I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
Don't oversell it. Here's the description of the movie for those of you who are unfamiliar. Jake Carter, played by Mike Mizanin, and another former Marine, Luke Trapper, played by Shawn Michaels.
Remember when me and Marines
joined forces to rescue a kidnapped girl from a gang of international criminals? This movie also features Becky Lynch in her film debut as Maddie Hayes. So here we go. We're going to start the movie at 00000 right now. There you go. Your appetites have been whetted. You're excited. And that and so much more awaits you at MaximumFun.org/join. So go now while you're thinking about it, while you're exciting, while you're frothing over this glorious bonus content. MaximumFun.org/join. Be sure, while you're going through it, to check the boxes for all of the shows on the network you listen to make sure they benefit from your membership.
Here comes the pain, bow to the masters, this is a podcast, they are podcasters. Max Fun's the network, Tyson Fights is the name.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.